Blog Talk Radio.
I wish there was a video game to teach you your ancestor name. I wish there was a phone number like 1-800-SAVE-YOUR-BROTHER. I'm thankful for the radio station, not afraid to put the truth in rotation. But there is certain information that you can only get in conversation with young people or talk to
old people.
It would make us shudder.
Welcome to First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. If young people would talk to old people would talk to young people, it would give us a better communication. You know, we've got some things we can teach them, and they've got some things they can teach us, especially when it comes to technology. Again, good morning. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Susan Lynn McDonald, and I'm looking outside. We've got a little, you know, a little gloomy day, but even for us, a gloomy day is nice. As you know, every Monday and Friday, we're here 10 a.m. to 10:30. And if you'd like to call in, the phone number being area code 347-324-5730. Again, that number is 347-324-5730. And today we're talking about, in all that you do, we want you, it says you must find a way to stay in constant collaboration. And I know that's kind of a wide and a broad conversation today, so we're going to start it that way, and then we'll see what happens. But one of the things that we want to talk about is staying power, speaking to each other, some alone time with you just to gather your thoughts and, you know, put everything together of what you're going to do and what you're going to say. And then it comes down to, who do you love? Alrighty, I see my co-host is here, so I'm going to pull her in. But what I'd like for you to do first is to grab a cup of coffee, glass of water. Today is a day that, yes, we can kind of snuggle up. It's a kind of a rainy day here in Vegas, but it's a nice rainy day. Get your cup of coffee, a glass of water, whatever it takes for you to be relaxed for the next 26 minutes. And I'm going to say good morning to my co-host, my friend, my sister by another mother. Good morning. Good morning, Lady Kathy.
Good morning, Lady Susie. How's it going today?
Everything is good, real good, as a matter of fact. Great. No complaints. What about you?
I'm tired.
What did you say? I'm going to tell the truth. There it is. I'm exhausted. Yesterday was Sunday. I know you are. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yes.
So are you going to rest today?
No. I was just sitting here thinking while I was waiting for the call to start that, and I still can't rest today.
Oh, no. Really?
We're in revival right now. So, you know, yesterday was a full day. It started last night with one of our sister churches. My husband's in revival with them, and tonight it continues. So, it goes on again tonight. The work never ends, and when we have to do things on Sunday and Monday, we're actually all day Sunday. We don't have morning service, so I'm so tired. I can't get my thoughts together. We don't have evening service, so we had evening service last night. Of course, you know, revival is revival. It is. We want to get souls saved, delivered, and set free. So when you're in revival, it's a different type of atmosphere and setting than just regular service. Everybody works. So. But it was powerful.
Yeah.
It was powerful. We had an unexpected guest to drop in, somebody you know very well.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know he dropped in. You mean Apostle, right?
Yes, Apostle Keith Brooks, the man.
Awesome, yes, he dropped in. Yeah.
And we had a wonderful time, wonderful time. You know, every time he shows up, the atmosphere just changes. It's
okay.
Like the skies get the roaring. Ah.
He loves lions, so there you go. We're going to jump into the show because that's part of what we're talking about today. And one of the things that I wanted us to talk about is you must find a way to stay in constant collaboration. Otherwise, you get tired. You get overly tired because you're doing everything all the time alone. And so when we talk about finding a way to stay in constant collaboration, that's when you join forces for a common goal. And so it's really strange. I didn't even know that Apostle was with you guys last night. But bottom line being that collaboration, it's like a Mary and Elizabeth experience of a bump in the bellies and the babies actually leap in your womb. And that's something that's always great to do because it brings about a reaction, an action that brings a reaction. And then speaking into me, I don't know why yet again, it's some alone time. And who do you love? So we're going to talk about collaboration. And since you actually experienced it yesterday, let's start with you. How is it that you feel that we can constantly stay in collaboration, that whatever we're doing has the power, the staying power, first of all? But a constant, it's like when you plug into the wall and the voltage that brings about the power to get and be effective. What do you say?
You know, when I think about collaboration, I have a word that I would like to, it reminds me of a word that I love, and that's communication. And those two go hand in hand, because when you collaborate, you communicate.
Uh-huh.
And when, I'm sorry, I got a call trying to come through here. And when you have communication, then you can be on the same page. You know where each other is coming from. And you have to find a way to communicate. If we do not communicate, we will speculate and guess. And that's usually the wrong thing to do because you may guess wrong. When you talk about being a collaboration, it's getting together for one common goal, working together on the same thing. Let's collaborate on this project, you know. And so we're coming together to make things happen. And we can't do that without communication.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be able to bring it together on one accord.
Right. Okay, yeah. And you know another thing I think about, too, when you think about collaboration is that what you bring to the table and what I bring to the table, there's a discussion, a communication, as you said. But the main thing being is when whatever you bring to the table, you're actually able to dialogue, have a conversation, and bring it to the highest level. And when we talk about that, it's two points, because we've been talking about all this time about rebuilding the foundation of the family, setting up a strong foundation, the pillars in the home, that whole bit. And then this part of the constant collaboration, even in relationships, in anything that we do, any relationship, especially in the household and in the church and between the pastor and the wife, if there is not a constant collaboration or working together, then, I mean, a house divided will fall. That's first of all. But the main thing being able to bounce off of each other so that everything that you do is done in union. So there, here we go. We got collaboration, we have conversation, and then there's a union, which would be the seal of the whole process of getting to a common goal that we were, obviously we'd have to both be heading in the same direction. thinking about it today and last night, as a matter of fact, sometimes when we sit down and we're talking and we collaborate, you can build not only your ministry can be built, but you can build, we can rebuild, or how do they renovate? Let's go in and renovate. Renovate in collaboration. You can renovate something that may look like it's broken down, and it can totally be restructured, rebuilt, because you sit down and you both come to a common place where everything around you seems to start falling in place because both of you have had an input, a male and a female. Even if you think about, I always think about magnets. If you put two together that are not considered the male and the female, they literally push each other away. But when you have the male and female portion of it, the balance, the collaboration, they come together and they'll stick. And that is the strongest point that I think that all of us, if we really were to pay attention, that's the strongest point of a satisfactory deliverance. And when I say deliverance, I mean anything that we do coming together and bringing it all together and acquiring that which actually we're talking about doing. What is it that you and I right now, what is it something that we need to do to be even in more constant collaboration? You know what I mean? What is it that we have to do? I mean, when I say we, I'm talking about women in general.
Hands down, first of all, need to be honest with each other and with themselves, because we have a tendency to withhold, and when you do that, you can't communicate effectively. You can't collaborate effectively if you're not really saying what's on your mind, what you're thinking, how you feel. We talked about this last week. You brought this up. Trust is key. If we don't trust each other enough to be transparent, then there's going to be a breakdown in collaboration or communication. Because in order for us to effectively collaborate, we must be honest and be able to trust each other to say how we really feel and thing that really is bothering us. Women have a problem with that. I don't know why. I don't even know where it started. It doesn't even matter. It's just that we have to, we like, you trust me, I trust you. And this may be as far as it'll get for us. You know what I mean? Because, here it is. You got to earn it. You have to earn it. And I don't think we stick and stay long enough to earn it.
You said stick and stay.
Yeah, because I don't think we have, we're not trusting, because most people have a ulterior motive for being in your life for a lifetime or for the moment. They usually have an ulterior motive. How is this going to benefit me? And when I don't get what I want or thought I should get, I'm gone. And so they don't stick and stay long enough to work through that process.
Wow. That's deep. So you're saying that even in the process of coming into a collaboration, there's no staying power.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. There's no staying power. And that's what a lot of people, and that's in life. That's in life. People quit. You know, marriages fail after 2 or 3 years because there's no staying power. This ain't working for me. It's not what I thought it would be. I'm out. Instead of working through the process, as you know, when I married my husband, I married a complete stranger. I've never seen a man before in my life. Never heard of him. Didn't want to hear of him. And he showed up. And God said he was the one. And in 4 days, we were in love. And 4 days, we were engaged. And in 2 months and 25 days, we were married. And here it is, because we trusted God. We trust God said he was the one. God said I was the one. We believed God and got together for the collaboration of a common purpose. And here it is, we celebrated 13 years last week. 13 years later, we're still together. And in that 13 years, especially during the first few years, it was a little rocky because we didn't know each other. We learned each other as we went along. And
right.
there were things that wasn't so favorable for me or him. And on our Facebook, on his Facebook page, I believe, I put, this is what I wrote on there, love at its apex is when you see the worst in someone and you love them anyway. Thank you for loving me through my anyway. Because my husband uh-huh. and I are so different.
Right. Yeah. Yes. I understand.
We were like oil and water.
Wow. Yeah. I can understand
but
that.
But because we worked through the process, because I'm more I don't know. Give me a good word for me.
Confrontational.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Constant collaboration. Confrontational. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am more confrontational, and he's so easygoing. He's just a gentle soul.
Right.
And I'm in your face. So,
right.
But
right.
in staying together, he's allowed me to work through that process because he came with such a gentle spirit. It calmed me down. And because I came with such a no-nonsense attitude, it helped him to step up a little bit. And so together,
right.
we've really just transformed each other. And made each other better people. But most relationships would have folded and been long gone.
Yeah.
And I have to say it's been worth the journey. It was worth the process of staying in the race. And so that's where we miss it. He's such a good man. I mean, he's a really, really good person, all around good person. And I wasn't. I can tell you that I'm honest about myself. I wasn't. You know, you got 2 minutes of my attention. If you don't impress me in that 2 minutes, you know, find something else to do. It ain't me.
Oh, boy.
But it was worth it.
So,
it was really worth it.
Yeah.
And we collaborated together, but we had a common goal. And I have to say that common goal was God. And that's what got us
through. Good, 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 good. Yeah, well, you know what? The one thing you said that was really important right there is the common goal, you know, the I mean, it's there's nothing we can talk about that would be more important than finding the first part, because if in the event you don't have that common goal, and that common goal being God in the center of the relationship, there's a murder before it even gets started. You know what I mean? There's a murder to the relationship.
Yeah.
There is an infiltration in the camp, you know, and so those are some of the things that you have to constantly be aware of and stay, don't go to sleep on it. You know, I know for myself, you know, with me, you know, I ended up with a divorce after 20 years.
Yeah, but
and,
20 years speaks volumes, so.
Yeah.
That's a lifetime for most people.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, okay, he's in town now, and we've had a great communication, we're gathering and becoming more better friends than we were before, because mine was like yours. Mine was 3 days and I was married. So consequently, I
yeah,
didn't have time
yeah.
to think, because I'm like you. I take a long time to think. As a matter of fact, I was dating. Never had any relations
yeah.
or anything like that, but dating someone for 7 years. So
wow.
For someone to say, God said that you're my wife, and you trust that because there's some things that I had put, some fleets I had put before the Lord that were there. And this person had ministered to me twice, I think. Never met him in my life as well. Never put my eyes on him. And really only talked to him one or two times because of my mother that he actually ministered to me, and he was on point. So what would you do in that position? You hear, and, I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Trust God.
And then needless to say,
yeah.
your dear husband, your husband was like, that's it. And, you know, he's telling me that that's him, and it's like this is someone that I trust. But bottom line being, the collaboration in that came is that it was between me and God then. You know, that I trusted God that he would work everything out. And although there's been a divorce, the period of time of being together, the one thing I can honestly say is what the time spent was not a negative. I
right.
know how I have
it
was a collaboration with, yeah, the children are great. It's just amazing. You know, you never know what God is going to do in the future, like I told you and I tell everyone else. My heart is not closed. I don't have my ears closed. I live with my eyes wide open. But in the meantime, there has to be a collaboration.
Well, I can honestly say that you guys may have divorced on paper, but that's it. Because you have not moved on.
Excuse me? What do you mean by that? Okay, maybe a collaboration. Come on, what do you mean? Oh, you're laughing way too hard. What is that supposed to mean?
Divorce, yeah, okay.
You are just, you're crazy,
I've
girl.
Been divorced.
Huh?
I've been divorced. It don't look like, I've been divorced. It didn't look like that.
No?
I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him since, okay?
Oh, wow. Yeah, but then, too, you guys, oh, yeah, you guys did have children. Okay, well, okay.
Yeah, we had two children. Yes, ma'am. I had a reason to see him and didn't.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what kind of divorce you guys have, but I'm glad that you guys are now besties.
Well, you know what? You're so goofy. But you know what I always try to be sure of, though, too, especially with the kids and the loss of their mother. And then, you know, the divorce is another loss. But I always felt, even when my parents divorced and all of that, I always wished they could remain friends and we could do things together, even though there was not a relationship between the two parents, you know, in the same home. And then when you really think about it, too, a lot of times in the home with my family, my father and mother, I don't remember him being there much anyway. But the bottom line in the relationship, in this relationship, I had made a conscious decision not to disconnect so much that the children and the grandchildren would fill the void. So that's a collaboration that the two of us made a conscious decision of. That there would be times that we would have the kids together and the grandkids together. And, I mean, you know, like I
and
said,
be one
I,
big
mean,
happy
I never
family.
Say, huh?
And be one big happy family.
Well, you know, I say yes, and the reason that I say that is because I want to see what the result. You are so goofy. The result of it will be, you know, what the result will be of all of that. But hopefully
it's
it all turns out.
It's funny because you guys still love each other. I can talk to him and I get the same conversation. I can talk to you and I get the same conversation. Both of you guys' eyes light up. It's like, give me a break already, would you?
You're so funny. Yeah, I'll deal with you afterwards. But you know what? I can honestly say, in all transparency, I still love him. But the other part of that, I do still love him, and yet I am waiting on God, you know, because I cannot move. If I move before him, I do not want to go through no stuff. I just don't. Speaking of collaboration, I want to be on God's terms. I can't do my own terms. They cost me too much. So,
amen.
Whatever,
I agree.
Colin,
I totally
you
agree.
Say.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? And that's key, though, because, like you said, you were married in 3 days, so this time around, because I know he's waiting, you're waiting on God, and he's waiting on you. But this time around, I know that, you guys are taking the time to be friends and to be able to collaborate. So there's no uncertainty when you get together this time. You'll know exactly what you expect, and you'll know exactly what he expects. And so you won't go into the relationship blinded because you didn't know, you know, before, because you hadn't had the time to learn each other. And it's a wonderful thing. I love it. You know, you guys are like two little high schoolers just dating and talking and just, you know, having this relationship, unmarried, married relationship that you guys have. But it is very important that this time, you fully understand each other, because there was a breakdown in collaboration in the relationship before, or there wouldn't have been a divorce. But you didn't divorce in your heart, and you still love each other. So you'll still be able to – that's just a matter of technicality. I mean, there are people who are still married and divorced, for real. So, you know, you guys didn't actually leave. You just, you know, you just got the piece of paper. But I know you guys are very powerful together. Because I've seen you guys together. You're very powerful together. But there just needs to be a better understanding and communication. So you have the ability to do that now, which is a wonderful thing, as long as you're hearing each other and you're being honest and really saying what you did and how you felt and what broke the relationship down before. You can, you know, fix that now, because there's a void there on both parts. There's a loneliness there on at least one part that I know of. And I guess he said it. and he's very repentant. And he's accountable. He tells me all the time, I made a lot of mistakes. And he tells his son, my husband, don't do what I did. So people are able to benefit from the breakdown in the relationship. And he talks about it openly. And he talks about it with tears every time. Okay, let me pass the tissue again, Dad.
Great.
but he says, you know, I messed up. Important to acknowledge that. So whatever it is that you did wrong, just fix that and move on. Because I, you know, honestly believe that you guys have not divorced each other at all. Not at all.
You are so dramatic. You are so dramatic. You guys did not divorce each other.
Not at all.
You are way too funny. Okay, so we're in constant collaboration here is what you're saying.
I'm glad you guys are constantly collaborating. You guys do it well. You do it well. I'm watching and learning. You do it well.
Watching and learning. All righty then. You know, this show is, this has become, you're the Dr. Phil today, huh?
And, you know, the show is very convenient because some of our tags are speak into me, and that's what you guys are doing. And who do you love, you know? And that question, you don't have to question that because you know who you love. One of the reasons why my husband and I also stayed together, God was definitely the forefront because he said it and I believed it. But we loved each other. We never stopped loving each other through every process. We never stopped loving each other. And so that was the glue that held our relationship together. I don't want anybody else. He's it. He doesn't want anybody else. I'm it. But when you bring two people together that have strong personalities and opinions, and my husband is a powerhouse, so you know I'm up against having a man of his caliber. As a matter of fact, I told him on our recent staycation, we were just living in the laps of luxury, and I said these are the benefits that I get from being married to a man of your caliber, because this wouldn't have happened if I wasn't married to you. And, you know, that just stroked him, but it was the truth. It was totally the truth. I've experienced things that I would not experience if I wasn't married to such a powerful man of God. And, you know, and I realized that while we were away. You know, because the other time I just took it for granted. Okay, you're just a man.
Right. Right. Well, you know what? That is, it's good to hear that, too. You know what I mean? And it's good for him,
Absolutely. But
it's also good for you because you said it out of your mouth. And the echo of that is the collaboration that is the glue that keeps the relationship strong. Well, I tell you what, we are at the end of the show already. It's like we just had a candid conversation.
It was a very good
amazing.
Show.
I think so, too. And I'm going to call you as soon as I get off this show.
And I'm not going to answer the phone.
Why? Oh, man. But I tell you what, this is the kind of stuff that we do at this show. She shut me down, and she spoke into me. And it was some alone time between she and I. You just happened to be the you, or radio audience just happened
to just
be in the background. Pardon me?
It was just us girls talking.
That's right, girl talk. But you know what? The good thing is in girl talk and in spending time together like this, that one-on-one time, you do find out who really loves you. And I can honestly
Absolutely.
Say I do believe that you do. And that is why when we have these candid conversations, it's good. It's good because I know when to shut up and listen. But I also know when I have to take heed. So as I said, this is First Lady's Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you for joining us in a candid one-on-one conversation with Lady Kathy and Lady Susie. And as you know, we say there is, we want you to also, I mean, all jokes aside, you must find a way to stay in constant collaboration. That's what this show is about. But it's also being true with each other, being very true to each other. Our tag on here is to speak into me. Speak into me. I didn't say into anybody else. I know that I can speak directly into Lady Kathy's life, and she hears me. Not only does she hear me, we hear each other. And that's the same type of relationship you have to have with your husband. And then alone time, one-on-one. Although you're the listening audience, you get to hear from the back end what we do whenever we have the opportunity. And who do you love? We have God first. But bottom line, I know that she loves me, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that she knows I love her. This is First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Monday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 10:30. And I'd like to thank our sponsors right now, Hands of Comfort Foundation, which is a nonprofit organization. Dealing with anything that's traumatic to you, be it the loss of a job, the loss of a loved one. This was established because of suicide. So we deal with suicide prevention as well. We have a 24-hour number that you speak to a live person, not a VRU, not I'll get back to you within 24 hours. And that number would be 702-683-6373, 702-683-6373. And Lady Kathy, can you tell us about our other sponsor, please?
Yes, our other sponsor is my man of God. That's Pastor Tony Howard at Destined for Glory World Outreach Ministries. We're located right here in Las Vegas, Nevada at 702-364-5679 is our address. It's 6037 South Rainbow Boulevard, 89118. And as I said, we're in revival tonight at, Ambassadors for Christ Faith Ministries. It's right on Cheyenne, 6484 West Cheyenne. If you're in town, you want to come by and hear a powerful word, please do so. And on this Friday, we will have our own Dr. Phil. I sat in for her today, but we do actually have a professional that will be here this Friday on the 24th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You don't want to miss Lady Judith Hilton.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, we are at the end of our show. We thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you on next week. Well, no, on Friday, the 24th. And if you want to make sure you listen to the right channel, you got to remember that it's First Ladies Blog Talk Radio. You can find us on Facebook, and you can also Twitter us. Join us. Have a great day, and thank you so much. Love you, Lady Kathy. I'm calling you right now.
All right.